happen.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is October 10th, Wednesday, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. I'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I want to be a friend of mine. Go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean. And follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Hey. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Indeed.
And speaking of other heads, actually just recently the Conservative Action Alerts just put out one of the latest columns that Bradley had put out. We encourage you to go to our Sons of Liberty Facebook. That's the Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Like it and keep in touch with, keep in tune with everything that we've got going on. Also, thank you to
keep
all of you.
Keep in touch and keep in tune. Hey.
You can touch it and tune it in.
Yes.
Also, thank you for everybody who's been commenting and making comments on that Facebook. It's a good way to interact. And also, we share those comments for everybody to see, America to see, because this is your platform. You are a son or daughter of liberty. Join forces.
Not just
with
America,
us on
Jake, the other guy. There's 52 other countries that listen in and
that's
tune
right.
in, and they touch
tuning
the Sons
the
of Liberty every day.
As a matter of fact, we posted a picture of one of our sons and daughters of liberty from Sweden who came
Sweden,
down to the
Sweden.
Auschwitz.
Did he drive
I did
all
say
the way?
Auschwitz.
Wait, did he drive all the way from Sweden to come see us, y'all?
Well, he was on one of the 57 states, and then he jumped over here, see, and they,
oh,
it's
so
all connected.
So there's water in between us.
Yes,
it's a good thing Obama didn't give us that information.
The Swedes walk on water.
Yes.
So thank you to all of you, and from our friends in Sweden and all of you listening all over the world. We appreciate it.
Yes. So what are some of the articles?
We've got the newest one here is all about, gosh, it's got to pull up right now.
Gosh?
Yeah. Wait a minute now. My thing's going all kooky on me.
It's going all kooky on
me. Maybe it's me that's going kooky.
It could be.
Here we go. This is, of course, the latest in our Fourth Amendment. Everybody knows the Fourth Amendment. We should be secure in our papers, persons, and effects against unreasonable and unwarranted searches and seizures.
Sure.
Now, there is a time for searches and seizures, but it shall be done by a warrant. And upon probable cause.
Thank you, sir.
If there is no probable cause, and there is no probable cause to assume that because somebody wants to fly from Minnesota to Florida, Washington, D.C., New York City, that they're a terrorist. Especially not when you see some of these TSA agents, and I hope you've all tuned into that video that Bradley put together, of the crimes that many of these TSA agents are committing.
Yes.
Because there's no discipline to get that position.
Right.
It's not like the...
But they're given a badge and they walk around like they're demigods, yes.
I've even asked him what his badge said, and he said he wasn't certain, so I got to read what it said, and I have since forgotten.
Sure.
The point is he doesn't know what's even on the badge.
It required no discipline to achieve.
And therefore, he will...
They'll violate at will.
And so this cancer patient was made to lift up her shirt, pull back her bandages before her end-of-life trip. Now, is this an extreme example?
You've got to be kidding me.
This is the truth, and this happened, and this woman is being interviewed right here.
See, what they're doing is they're desensitizing.
It's there.
And it's, oh, how do I say this? Me and Jake just spent about an hour and a half, 2 hours with an investigator from New York City.
Yep.
Incredibly experienced investigator. And I'm so inundated with information right now that I'm blown away. But he said, basically, Bradley, these crimes are permitted because the American people tolerate their crimes.
That's right.
And when we see what's going on with the TSA folks, I don't think it takes a genius to figure out that 99.5% of these people, they are not credible. Let me say this the right way. I'm trying to figure out how many of them are normal when dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
You can see about their countenance that there's perversion.
Yeah, they're a different breed.
They're distorted.
Yeah.
They can't get a job at McDonald's because they steal or they don't show up for their job.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, the TSA is right there to give them a job and a badge to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of Schindler's List when they used to use the Jews to basically turn their own people in and to vet their own people. Remember when the girl looked at him and said, "You look like a clown, you know?"
Yes.
That's exactly who they would use. To use against their own people.
Yeah.
That's what all this is about, friends. Remember, terrorism is not, it's not permissible anymore. Remember, it's not politically correct anymore. So, folks, therefore, to counteract Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, that criminal in office, we need to just basically go back to him and tell him, listen, since terrorism isn't permissible or it's not politically correct anymore, then it's time that we get rid of the Patriot Act and we get rid of the TSA. Because now they're using it against you, America.
Yeah.
And why is it happening? Because, America, you are allowing this to happen. That individual should be jailed. The TSA should be sued. The airports have, by the way, the option to opt out of the TSA.
Yeah.
So just tell these people you're not going to fly with them anymore.
Yeah, was it?
That's really what it comes down to.
I think there was an airport somewhere in the south, maybe somewhere in Florida, and then also in Southern California. There is airports
that are
opting
out
of it.
Yeah. The TSA, dude, it's just incredible to me because here's the point. If you want to prove my point, prove their purpose. They don't have one. They're violating America. They're stripping the American people of their Fourth Amendment Bill of Rights, which to the government is a thou shall not.
Mm-hmm.
But what are they doing? They're using it against the American people as a device. Now you're the terrorist, friends, because keep in mind, it's not the Muslims anymore, the extremists anymore. Now it's you that's suspected. Mm-hmm. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, real quick, friends. Obama campaign funds. There's a report out there that newly released Government Accountability Institute investigation implicates, listen carefully, China and other possible enemy nations in the funding of Barack Obama's re-election campaign. Maybe this, I don't know, it's very telling because we see this guy in the White House bowing to all these foreign dictators.
Yeah.
Obama.com is not owned by Obama's re-election campaign, but by an Obama campaign money bundler located, are you ready for this, in Shanghai, China. Oh, for all those in this nation that are for social change, just keep in mind that the president that you're giving your allegiance to is more than just about social change. He's about demoralizing, weakening you so he can usurp authority over you. And what he doesn't know is that he's being used in the process of doing the same things by his enemies. Let me go on. The bundler appears to have close personal ties with President Barack Hussein Obama, and the bundler has treated at the White House on the same personal level as Bill and Hillary Clinton and Chinese President Hu Yanto. These things by themselves are not illegal. Well, to me, that sounds like treason, but I go on. I'll get to the pith and marrow of this. However, there are implications that funds from companies and even the government of the People's Republic of China are being laundered and funneled into Obama's re-election campaign. China and other communist and Muslim enemies have a significant interest in keeping Obama as president. Obama is willing to be flexible with our national security and to disarm and retreat for the benefit of those who want the United States of America to be militarily and economically weak and find out their ways. But let's just go back a little bit, just since we're talking about the Clintons. And we can also go back to something called adultery with Mr. Bill Clinton. He got busted with a lady named Monica Lewinsky. Everybody thought that he was going to be impeached for adultery when, in fact, he was really in trouble for something called China Date. ChinaGate. He was giving information to the Chinese military. Now, folks, that is treason. It doesn't get any worse than that. And now what we have is we have Bill Clinton and the Clinton administration around Barack Hussein Obama's administration, and here are the Chinese again.
Yep.
Now, for the life of me, I'm trying to figure out where all this money that he supposedly reports is coming from, and now they're asking for the records. And again, the Obama administration doesn't want to cough them up. I got a question for the American people. I got a question for any people in any country. Crime is permitted because the people tolerate it. When is this president, I mean, when we read our Constitution, Jake, at the very beginning, it talks about our union and how is it established? It says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish, this is the first prerequisite, friends, justice.
And who is it? We
the people.
Thank you. It wasn't the government they created.
Well,
it was
they
we the
derived
people.
Their just rights from the consent of we the people.
That's their power.
That's right. So I just read the Declaration of Independence last night. It's very interesting because of all the parallels and the similarities going on. Don't ever think for one moment, friends, that those that want power won't use foreign power to snuff out opposition, because they will.
That's the best power to use, because then you can still look like the good guy because somebody else is attacking. Hey, wait a minute. King George did that when he hired German Hessians to attack American colonies.
Yeah.
So then they hated the Germans rather than the British, who loved them and wanted to embrace them into his own
bosom.
When
in fact it was King George that did the hiring for them individuals to slaughter the opposition in the colonies.
That's right. And knowing full well that they would do it because it wasn't their own countrymen and they were just paid mercenaries.
What was Hitler doing?
It's a great analogy.
Yeah, the SS. Who would the SS? The SS would cut off their own people, all political opposition.
Yeah.
Friends, you have to wake up as to what's going on in your country.
Mm-hmm.
This man is in trouble again and again and again and again. Have we heard Fast and Furious? Have we heard the story of Fast and Furious? Where'd that go, friends?
Yeah.
You have to understand the powers that be are in operation together. Obviously, Obama's a stooge. Obviously, he's a ventriloquist. We all understand that. But he's so willing to be used just to save face. He's a narcissist. Just to save face, that at any cost, he will save face. And he doesn't care about life.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care about liberty, and he doesn't care about the pursuit of happiness. As a matter of fact, if I might add this, when I was reading the Declaration of Independence, since I was just talking about it, it talked about in the Declaration of Independence that, in essence, that the government has no power, zero, zilch, nada, to legislate against life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They have no power given unto them to legislate or to create laws that stifle our rights that God gave unto us.
Because those are inalienable
that's right.
rights
and
given
that's
to
the
us
word.
From God.
That's right.
So you can't alienate somebody from those rights because God gave them, no more than you can alienate God from man.
But what happens when the American people catch on to that, Jake, that they have rights, not privileges,
right.
that the government is not to intrude on the rights that God gave them?
Mm-hmm.
We see the ACLU doing this. We see Freedom From Religion doing this. We see the SPLC doing this. Mm-hmm. We see all these organizations, friends, Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, folks, there has never been a law that says that you can kill a baby.
Nope, still isn't. You're right.
Zero. Never has been.
Yep.
But the American people stand down, they go to their football games, and 3,700 babies a day are aborted in this country.
That's right.
Folks, they don't have the right to do that because God didn't give them that right. God said in Proverbs 6, he said, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. I just read in the book of Genesis this morning about how the Lord said, listen, if a man is killed, the payments, the redemptive power, what's the word I'm looking for? It was man's blood that would appease God due to the fact that it was man that killed that man. The only thing that appeased that situation was justice.
Yep.
And if there's no justice, there's no appeasement.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are today.
Yep.
And so in saying that, if we go back again to the Declaration of Independence, as I was just talking about, that's exactly right. Inalienable. They have no power to legislate to take away our rights, folks. So when a government becomes corrupt, guess what you have to do? Like it or not, this is what our forefathers did. They threw off that government. And this is unconstitutional. It's unlawful. And let me tell you this. It's illegal government. Oh, that's really weird. That sounds rebellious. Yeah, you're right. But on whose side?
That's right.
Whose part? The ones that are breaking the law. The question is to the American people, when is enough enough?
Yep.
How much more do you have to go backwards? How much more do you have to capitulate or lose your freedoms and your rights before you finally stand up and say, no more?
Yep.
Because when the American people revolt against tyranny, tyranny stops.
Yep.
Thomas Jefferson was right when he said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. But where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. There's too much fear going on in the American people today. And I'll tell you what you have at the helm right now is one corrupt administration, and you better deal with it lawfully sooner or later, friends.
Yep.
That's all I'm telling you.
And it says, just taken right out of the Declaration of Independence, it's proven, history has shown, mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
Then to right themselves. That's the key right there.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, this is where it comes in, folks. This isn't like an option for us. It is their right, yes.
Yes.
It is their duty. There's where we have the moral conviction. There's where we have the responsibility. That's what nobody wants to hear. Well, it's something I can do. Okay, great. I'm checking out. I got a ball game to see. No, this is something you have to do. It's your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And that's not just through votes, because it says in the Constitution, in Article 2, Section 4, the conviction of treason, which is what we were just talking about to begin this segment, where is the money coming from? Foreign governments. Through Clinton, called Chinagate, and it wasn't just Monica Lewinsky, there was multiple women. And think about this, men and women. If a man cannot be faithful to his wife in office, what makes you think he's going to be faithful to his oath of office and selling secrets to people like China, which is what Bill Clinton did? And then Obama gets in together in this administration and pulls that administration in with his.
And
they're both treasonous.
And they're finding out the money is being funneled into the
That's
administration
right.
from Middle Eastern countries, from China, from Russia.
Which is,
hello!
These are the three convictions for impeachment. It's not an issue of voting them out. They're gone if they're convicted of treason, bribery, or other high crimes, and misdemeanors. We're not just talking felonies here. We're talking misdemeanors.
But, Jake, he shouldn't have lasted more than a week in office without impeachment charges coming up.
That's right.
Well, that sounds to the extreme. Read your Constitution. Then you'll find out what is extreme.
Yeah, what's extreme?
You have 56 signers that threw off King George because of the fact that he was continuously usurping, stepping outside of his scope of power, and attacking the colonies. That's what this man is doing, friends. He's attacking you and the way of life as you know it. And it's not going to change just through a vote. Why is it that, just think about this. He's so brazen, he's so emboldened by the American people that he's out there, he's going for his re-election, friends. Oh, my, he's not afraid to commit crimes against America because America's open arms for it. They tolerate it. That is incredible to me. And I'll tell you what, if you're a part of that, you should be ashamed of yourself. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you want to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Vote for radio. You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, you can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio. And advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com. That's advertise@GCNLive.com. Vote for radio.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today. We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves. You and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
You know, it's interesting. I love resolve. So when you begin to read the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution or the Word of God, then everything, oh, now I get it. A light goes off. Instead of just talking around the issues, instead of just dancing around the issues, like most talk show hosts do, let's just cut to the chase. Let's just deal with the issue. Let's just bring forth justice so we can have peace in our land.
Yep.
Yeah, isn't that how it works? Abraham Lincoln was spot on when he said, "We the people are the rightful masters, not to overthrow the Constitution." Listen carefully, you leftist communists. "Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution." Jason, Minnesota, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. You got to take the axe to the root of the tree.
Amen.
You know, you can see that people really don't care if they're just going to allow the same system. I mean, it's just insane to think that the same system which got Barack Obama into office is going to work this time. You know, just going to kick the can down the road. I mean, if you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile, and they've taken a million miles by now. It's the same thing that Hitler did in Germany, you know? I mean, it's just going to keep taking more and more ground until the people feel the hurt that it needs to change. And, I mean, if a generation is known by what it leaves for its children, you can see that the people, I mean, the adults, the people who are sending their kids to public schools, who are allowing their kids to be subjected to things like the TSA.
Hang on a second, Chase. This is an interesting point. Do you know that 86% of those that send their kids to public schools in this country are supposed conservative Christians?
That's insane. It doesn't make sense.
And they are complaining about this administration, yet they're throwing their... That shows you how much they love their kids.
Yes,
they're throwing their kids. They're throwing their kids into a public school system while they're complaining about the man that's being used to indoctrinate their children. Mm-hmm. Now, that's called hypocrisy.
They're complaining while they're drinking their beer and watching the ball game.
That's right.
They're just talking about it, but they got no steel. They got no action, so they're never going to have any change.
That's right.
And there's never going to be any power brought forth from their complaint because obviously they don't back it up. And it's just like any that's easy to do is to point at the guy on the TV and say how he's doing
well.
Wrong.
That's all they do on conservative radio is just blame Bush, blame Obama, blame this person. Nobody takes responsibility. And that's the first thing that God tells us is take heed unto yourself. Be not deceived. Take heed unto yourself. How many times did he say it?
Duty.
You know, what are real leaders? Real leaders see the problem and they correct the problem. Mm-hmm. Is what they do.
Their duty. I thought about something too at the break last time. If you're listening right now, and people that will be listening to the podcast and all over the world, if you can't sit down on a piece of paper and write down what you're doing that is positively affecting your world around you, you're not doing anything. It's not enough to just listen. If you can't make that list and jot down things,
let me play the devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. Someone else will take care of it.
Yeah.
They are.
Exactly.
That's why you're losing your country.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you complain about what they're taking care of. And the only reason you're complaining is because you're not taking care of anything. Yeah. There's no alternative.
Yeah.
It's like the guy who comes in and complains about everything in the room. And then he walks out. He never cleans anything, never lifts his hand to do anything. He just complains, complain. So what does that complaining get you? It doesn't get you anything. Yeah. I'd rather hear a guy come in the room, identify what's wrong, go show by example, do it, and he doesn't have to say a word.
Yeah.
It's just like the preachers of the gospel.
When we were on the road, just the last 6 weeks of touring we did in five states, it was interesting. People would always come up to me after I'd get done talking. Bradley, you know, this is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is wrong. You need to get over there, and you need to get over there. And you know, when I got over into Maryland, I had a lady come up to me, and I had enough. I said, ma'am, you know what? I love you enough to be here to wake you up and to shake you straight. But I said, the bottom line is God gave you grace and light to see what the problem is, and you are the one that needs to take responsibility and deal with the issues at hand. I don't have time. I said, there's only one Bradley, and I'm not giving myself merit, but I'm going to burn out if I try to get involved in everybody's, you know, resolve, and I can't do that. You have to respond to the truth that's given unto you, and by the way, that is hope, the truth given to you. How do you respond to that truth that's been given to you? There lies the hope, and it better be in God.
Yeah, and that seems to be the Christian plague as well. Jesus is going to do.
Yeah,
it seems to me, before Christ ascended into heaven, he turned to his apostles.
But forget that he said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, before he goes into heaven, he turns and says to his apostles, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel and heal the sick and take care of the lame. That's what Christ said to them. It was a directive to them to act.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
And they did.
It wasn't pray to me and I will do this. Pray to me and I will do this. And then most folks don't even pray anyways. I love the ones that say, well, you know, I'm going to pray for you guys.
Yeah.
And you know that they don't pray at all.
I don't want their prayers.
It's just a catch for why do you need their prayers in the first place? What we need is action.
That's
that's obedience to Christ is our action and fulfilling our duty.
Faith without works is dead.
And you can't. If you don't love, you can't fake it. And if you do, you'll go out there for a little bit. And then when it gets a little bit tough and it starts to grind on you a little bit more, then you're out of there.
You'll be miserable.
So you'll know. This isn't even an issue of what you have to do or your duty. This is an issue. Do you love?
Do you love your kids? Let's just even take it into carnal. Let's take it into the carnal realm. Do you love your kids?
Oh, I love
my
kids.
My gosh, folks, then stand up.
That's right.
And get after them. I want to go to scripture really quick because I want people to understand why we are in the predicament that we are in today. And it's about as common sense laid out as it can possibly get.
Yeah.
This is Leviticus 26. And he said this in chapter 14. He said, after the blessings, of course, and it's the same thing in Deuteronomy 28, there's 14 blessings, and then there's 55 curses. And notice in the Old Testament, when the Bible was read, and they were giving the blessings and the cursings, the curses were amen, not the blessings.
Yeah.
In other words, they were amening the curses because they would not tolerate crime, because they cared more about the manifestation of God's presence than they did about anything else.
And they knew that was the key, right?
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
God said, if you are holy and you walk righteously before me by the Holy Spirit, not by the works of the flesh, not by the works of the law, but by the Holy Spirit, because you love, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. It's a work of faith and a labor of love. He said that, listen, I'll deliver up your enemies from before you. Okay, I'm going to go to the curses in Leviticus 26. He said, if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul shall abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, he said, I will also do this unto you. This is the first thing he says to a disobedient nation. I will even appoint over you terror. Who did that? I will appoint over you terror, really, consumption, the burning og, that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, or your enemies shall eat it. 16,000 new IRS agents. Sounds like something King George did to our forefathers as well.
Yeah, a little tax.
Yeah, just a little
way
bit
to pay for the oppression of the
and
people.
Then they had the military on the street corners making sure that they all fell into line with King George.
Yeah.
Wow, this is all reoccurring again, isn't it? I will set my face against you, God said to a disobedient people, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Have you ever seen so many professed Christian cowards in all of your life? Professed patriot cowards in all of your life?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen so many. Professed conservative cowards in all of your life? I've never seen so many in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely incredible to me. And if you will not hearken unto me for all of this, then that means listen carefully, friends. Then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. After 9/11, isn't it interesting? On September 12th, the homosexual agenda began to propagate their propaganda and perpetuated upon the American people by force into the public schools. You went the wrong direction, America. Instead of stopping the things that brought the judgment, what you do is you go ahead and play it, and you're going to dare the justice of God to see if he really means what he says. Well, this is the next point. And if you will not hearken to me for all this, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. So it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. I'll break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain for your land. You just can't get caught up, can you? For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the field land their fruits. And if you walk contrary unto me and will not listen unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins, America. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. Why are they trying to demoralize the American people? Because they want power over you, friends. But I do need to say this. Nebuchadnezzar was the instrument that God used to bring judgment upon his own people. But it's interesting to see how God deals with those that he uses to bring judgment upon his children. It's much more harsh. And if you will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then I will also walk contrary unto you and will punish you again, yet seven times more for your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. When I go onto Facebook, I just use that as a networking tool, friends. I cannot believe the American people. Oh, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. Of course, they're typing it out where they got the game on television.
Yep.
Oh, there's nothing we can do. Honey, where are the kids? Oh, they're in school. Oh, I can't stand this administration. Honey, where's our money? We don't have any, man. We had to pay it all on these new taxes now. The gas is up this much, and housing taxes are up this much, and school taxes are up this much, and, I got to pay for this. Groceries are up now. Man, this all sounds familiar. And if you will not for all this hearken unto me, but will walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you again seven times more for your sins. Interesting. And it gets harsher, and it gets harsh. Folks, if you want to see if God means what he says, just keep walking contrary to him. To all of you liberal communists, just keep daring the justice of God. We'll see what your end is. Because God is not to be played with. And when you read what's going on, not only in the natural, in our country right now, but also in Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, folks, it's incredible. It's incredible. Aside of that, my wife asked me the other day, she said, do you have hope? And I said, I always have hope. If I didn't have hope, I wouldn't get up. But I got to tell the people the truth, because if I don't tell them the truth, they're not going to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Because that's really what it comes down to. It's time to repent, America, and turn to Jesus Christ, where your power source really lies. But you better mean what you say, because he's only found in sincerity. We'll be right back after this. We'll close out. I want to give you an analogy that I wanted to give to you yesterday. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I guess the bottom line is this, friends, is that there's no nice way to say your sin is before a just and a holy God, and he means what he says.
Yep. That's absolute.
You know, back the Germanic communities, said Spurgeon, they were so questionable about the things of the Bible that they undone themselves. And then he paralleled Germany with the French Revolution. And if people don't understand the history of the French Revolution, you might want to wake up, because that's the direction Europe's going right now. And it was Thomas Jefferson, who would have knew better than him, who compared American government to French government. He said the difference between the two, the European government and our government, was the difference between heaven and hell. And what did God say to that nation that would turn against him? That he promised to turn that nation into hell. America, you're undoing yourselves. And I'll tell you, the responsibility first and foremost lies not just with the church in this country, although they are the head of it. They are the head of, they have the helm in their hands because they have the word of God. They are the preachers. They are the responsible ones. But the bottom line is everybody in this country has a Bible. And that's all you have to do is find out for yourself if the Bible's not true in every jot and every tittle of that word, because it's right on the money. And history is liable to repeat itself if you want to keep questioning the things of God. Because that's how you undo yourself. I say this in church quite a bit. I'll stand on the Bible and I'll say, guys, the best way to grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because it's taken me 28 years of my life to figure this much out. He's right, I'm wrong. Stand on it. He's right, I'm wrong, and accept everything he's got to say. That's how you're going to grow.
Strange. We win when we acknowledge that we're wrong.
When we submit.
That's when we win.
To real power. A power that loves us. A power that sends his son to die for us. A father that sends his son to die for us. Who is my Lord and my Savior?
Amen.
And it's not a cheesy thing to say. I remember years back, Jesse Ventura, the governor of the state of Minnesota, said, you know, Christianity's for the weak-minded. Really? Here, let me tell you how weak-minded we are. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and let him direct your paths. See how easy that is, especially when you've been trained up in a system that does just the opposite. Or how about this one? They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, not wide, broad, and easy. He had a completely contrary.
Through many trials and tribulations.
But that's what stupid men think.
That's right. Stupid.
Stupid.
Though maybe intellectually
stupid
sharp,
is stupid.
I'm not saying that he is.
Yes.
Or bear the reproach of the cross. I mean, how easy is that? He experienced through his administration a lot of hardship because people gave him a lot of blowback.
Utopia, John Adams.
You could multiply that by a thousandfold if you add the cross to the situation, because Christ is redemption is brought through suffering, through pain, yeah, through trials, and you as Christians, that's what you're called,
yeah,
to do.
Well, parallel what you're saying right now, Jake, just take it to the natural. Let's go to the soldiers, okay? Like going to a nation supposedly fighting to ratify the Constitution, magnify the laws of our republic against criminals, right? Is a cross laid to their backs to preserve who we are?
Yes.
We wouldn't have liberty today if it wasn't for men that laid the cross on their backs.
Mm-hmm.
Because freedom is not free.
That's right.
Freedom is given unto us to do what we ought to do in every sense of the word, both natural and spiritual. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to get away from it. You're not going to remain a nation that is free if you have a nation filled with cowards,
mm-hmm,
and that want to disobey God. And I'll tell you why you're cowards. Because you do disobey God. The Bible says in Proverbs 28 that the righteous are made bold as lions, but the wicked flee when none pursueth. Which one would you find to be the coward there, Jake, the capitulator?
The fleers. Don't flee! But they literally flee.
They do. And why do they flee?
They want to negotiate rather than just take.
Oh, I feel so safe when I go through the airport and I have them perverts put their hands on me. Yes, I just love that. I love to submit to the arm of the flesh.
I love that my pastor is so loving and not judgmental. Yeah, I love that it's open arms to everybody.
Guilt-free. Come to our church today.
No condemnation.
Isn't that interesting? Yep, no condemnation. Guilt-free. When you hear those terms, friends, run the other way.
Yep. Jesus will give.
Then how did they get saved? Because they didn't repent. Isaiah 66:2, even to this man will I look, to him who is of a broken and a contrite heart,
yeah,
and trembleth at my word.
Because inadvertently what you're doing is you're creating, and it says this in the word, the prophets actually create war against God, because if
the false prophets.
Wrong, that's right, the false prophets.
You're in Micah.
That's right. And they are false, and that is important to distinguish. These are false prophets, because there is real.
And they got
life,
the big smile
deal
on their face, and they got their little Femi, mm-hmm, glasses on. They all look alike. And I mean, then again, if you look at the professed church in America, where are all these perverts coming out of?
Yep, right
you
there.
Know? And it's a lack of Christianity. And I'll tell you what, that's a part of judgment, too. Don't sit there and say that hurts Christianity. No. Christ is exposing, as he drew the line in the sand, and said, I'm going to separate the sheep from the goats. You're seeing the sheep. And you're seeing the goats.
Yep. And it's distinguishing, so you know where to put your feet. These men, if Christ really was, as most modern professors acknowledge that he is, as they say,
he would have never been crucified.
He would have never been crucified.
You're right.
And if he would have never been crucified, then who's really the bad guy? This is what they're inadvertently putting in the hearts and minds of not just the young, but old alike. God is the bad guy, because if, yeah, I am a sinner, well, God created me this, yeah, way. That's why they don't talk about sin, and that's why there's no repentance, because you're not the bad guy. God's really the bad guy. And how dare would God ever, ever judge you?
Dick, let's bring it to the NAMM show, California, Anaheim, a couple of years back. Mr. King, God hates us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Singer, guitar player for a band called Slayer, a satanic band. And Jake went up there and... Take it away.
Yeah, basically went up there and I knew his background. He had some kind of stupid shirt on that was anti-Christian. And said to him, asked him if
he could... As he's walking in the freedom that preachers get bought and paid for, him.
In the free enterprise system that was bought by Christians and the blood of Christians. So go up to him and give him a gospel tract. He says, oh, wow, that was really cool. He didn't read the back of it yet. He's signing little papers for the group that Doug, I think it was Marshall or somebody that, you know, gives him guitars. And then I said to him, yeah, sign mine, you know, to Jake, servant of Christ, because I knew it would just irritate him to say something like that. And so he signs it, and when I said servant of Christ, he looked at me like, okay, well, everybody's looking, and I'm at my endorser's booth. But you can tell this guy was just growling inside. Yeah. So he writes, servant of Christ. Underneath that, he says, who hates you? And I didn't see that, so I walked away. I read it. And then I went back to him, and I said, dude, what's up with the who hates
all
you?
All on film, friends. Yeah. Hey, post that, will you?
Yeah.
If you'd like to see that, that'll be posted on Sons of Liberty on Facebook.
So what's up with that, Kerry? Why are you saying who hates me? And he said something to the, and I can't remember all of the details anymore, but something to the effect of, you know, God is for people that don't have any friends. And I said, oh, I get you. So you really
He's a crutch, he said.
Yeah. So you really, it's not really that you actually believe this. This is all just a game to you.
Yeah. And then, you know, question, then why is he a Satanist?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a game.
Using it to promote his shtick, as people say.
Yeah.
But he is totally anti-Christ. And you could see it, because all you got to do is come up there and mention something as silly as what I did. There was no boldness in what I did. I just said, sign it, servant of Christ, and the guy starts growling. Well, if you really hate him and he doesn't exist, you don't get that mad. You don't get that mad at Santa Claus, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Santa exists. No, he doesn't. He wouldn't have done that.
That's
or the
right.
Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
But the living Christ, you could see it irritate him. Why? Yeah. Because he's serving himself.
Well, Jake, you know as well as I do, just like I shared with the people on the road, I mean, if you're pounding something
That's
and all
right.
of a sudden you miss and
Great
you hit
point.
Your thumb, the first thing you say is, why do they say GD it?
Yep.
How come they don't say like Hare Krishna or
Buddha.
Islam or Buddha?
Muhammad.
No. It's always Christ.
That's right.
Why? Because he is alive forevermore. And the Bible says the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience.
That's right.
I wanted to interject this. John Adams rightly said this. Suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book. That's where our laws originated from, friends. And every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts, that which is entrusted to us by God, friends. They're exhibited. What a utopia, what a paradise would this region be? Is he right? Oh, he is. Now, friends, what does it take to trust? Here, let me tell you. There was a man who had to get to a certain destination at a certain time, and he was in a snowstorm, and he came up to a river and thought to himself, how thick is the ice? Will it hold my weight? He goes on, it felt solid, and so he reached a little further and tapped it again to see if it held his weight. He took a branch and smacked the ice to see if it would crack. Nothing. So he crawled across the ice on his stomach. Sweat began to fall down on his brow, and he began to tremble with fear as he realized that at any moment, he could go to an icy grave. Ooh, chilling.
It's chilly thinking about
it. He took the stick with him and continued to tap the ice in front of him, and as he crawled on his stomach, the man went about 45 feet in about 45 minutes. He was absolutely terrified. As he was crawling inch by inch, sweat pouring out of his brow, he heard a strange sound. He heard a singing, then a rumble, rumble. The man looked behind him to see another man with a full cart of coal and his horse in front of him, slamming across the ice, singing at the top of his lungs while he whipped his horse. The man stood up and felt a little foolish because the ice was solid right through to the bottom. He felt so foolish, the knowledge he received released him from his fear. So, friends, don't crawl across the promises of God on your stomach. They are solid through and through, and you can trust them. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, we'll see you.
And we are the sons. Oh. We are the sons.
Let's hear some singing.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.